Need some legal advice? Advice that won't put a big dent in your pocket? Well, you'll want to circle April 22nd on your calendar. Dial a Lawyer Day in British Columbia. To tell us a bit more about this, we're joined on the phone by Paul Bosco, a grad from the inaugural law school class at Thompson Rivers University. Good morning.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for taking the time. Now, there's not much free in this life, but talking to a lawyer will be on Saturday. So let us know what's going on there.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyone who's a resident of BC can give a call and speak to a lawyer who's volunteering their time Saturday, anytime from 10 till 2, with any questions they may have in a variety of topics.
Now, what's the purpose of this, and how really did it get off the ground?
I mean, it's been an initiative of the CBA BC branch for several years now, but the idea is to help combat the not insignificant access to justice issues in BC and provide people an opportunity to speak to a lawyer and, you know, get some legal advice where they might not otherwise be able to do so.
What areas of law, you know, this has been done in the past, I think you had some 370 calls last year, but what areas of law can people inquire about?
They can call about business, employment, family law, immigration issues, wills and estates issues, and, of course, motor vehicle accident questions as well.
Now, this is province-wide, as we've mentioned. Volunteer lawyers are manning the phones. Now, are these practicing lawyers? Are they students who are just about to graduate? What's the story there?
They're practicing lawyers. There's a variety, a number of lawyers that all have specializations, as it were, in kind of those different topics that I mentioned. So basically, you call in, you let them know a little bit about what your issue is, and your call will be put through to someone who can help you with a little bit more knowledge in that area.
Don't need to tell you, but for lay people like myself, law is an overly complex area. What kind of useful advice can you impart in a 15-minute time limit?
You know, it's tough. A lot of legal issues are something that, of course, are complex and can't necessarily be entirely dealt with in 15 minutes. But I think the really helpful part of this program is it gives people a bit of an idea of where to go, what the steps are that need to be taken, and just kind of unpack, like you say, some of the mysteries surrounding their issues and at least enough information to know where to go next.
What's caused this big mystique that surrounds lawyers and the entire legal system that really frightens and makes a lot of people apprehensive about getting into it?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, there's a lot of aspects of the law in BC and elsewhere that are just so steeped in history that things have been a certain way for so long they just haven't changed, and, you know, as a result of that, haven't necessarily been as user-friendly despite changing times and, you know, keeping up with technology. So there is an aspect of just kind of putting things in a little bit more digestible, understandable terms for people that I think is some good value.
Now, looking at this from a skeptic's point of view, I mean, it's always great to get free legal advice, but is there any liability for advice that might be dispensed by telephone, and is there an insurance policy to cover that, should there be any?
All lawyers in BC are covered by liability insurance through the Law Society, but, you know, all advice that's given over the phone is quite, it's like I said, it's just kind of removing the shroud of mystery a little bit, kind of pointing in the right direction. May not be explicit step-by-step advice on what the next, you know, what every single step of the way should be, but just enough information for people to kind of get a handle on their problems. So in my experience, it hasn't been something that has caused problems in that way.
As we mentioned last year, there were some 370 calls that were given free legal advice. Did you do any follow-up in terms of, you know, how successful that was and what people were thinking about the advice that they did receive?
I did, Jim. I followed up with a few people that I spoke to. Most of the calls that I took, I was able to give, you know, some summary advice on the spot, and that was kind of the end of it. People were, in my experience, quite appreciative of that. But there were a few that I said, look, let's check in a week or a couple weeks and follow up and talk again. And that's just something that I did. I'm not sure if that's something. I won't hold the other volunteers to that as well.
Now, these lawyers who are manning the phones on Saturday, do they come from across British Columbia, or are they generally in the Lower Mainland?
Because we are all meeting at a location in downtown Vancouver, they are practicing mainly in the Lower Mainland. But most have, there were certainly lawyers who had practiced in other areas in BC and had a good knowledge base of issues from throughout the province.
Now, we mentioned off the top of the program the connection that you have with TRU. You're actually from North Vancouver and attended Simon Fraser, we're told, but what drove you to Kamloops to attend law school here?
You know what? I was excited to be a part, to have the opportunity to be a part of the inaugural class, and I really, really am happy with my experience there. I wouldn't change a thing about it. I'm happy with how things turned out, and yeah, here we are.
Any thoughts on how the TRU Law School has grown and how it stacks up with others?
It's been an amazing transformation. No question there were some stumbling blocks in the early days, but over the few years even that I was there, and I've kept in contact with several people there, it's really coming into its own. It's really becoming a just an institution in the province, in my opinion, as much as the other two law schools that we've got.
And, of course, you'll be among the volunteer lawyers taking part on Saturday?
That's right, Jim.
That's Dial a Lawyer Day, Saturday, right across British Columbia. Free advice from a lawyer by calling 1-800-663-1919. It's 1-800-663-1919. Paul Bosco, appreciate the information.
Thanks a lot, Jim.